Creepy Kingdom podcast listeners. It is I, James, bringing you a preview of something we have exclusively over at our Patreon. It is the debut episode of our Patreon exclusive and uncensored podcast, Live from the Dungeon. The reason this show is a Patreon exclusive is because we discuss things we would never discuss on any of our regular Creepy Kingdom Podcast Network shows, as we like to keep things, PG-13-ish around here. But we wanted to create something very special and unique for our Patreon supporters. So we created a show where we talk about things that are a little more R-rated-ish in the theme park creepy world. So I'm going to share from you a very little clip of our very first episode where we discuss several topics, such as things Roxy and I may or may not have done in our youth inside of Disneyland. We also take a look back at our time as participants in the Dark Side of Disney documentary. And our main event is we discuss some things that some people have done to get banned from theme parks, including some inside intel that Roxy brings to the table. And you're going to hear a little bit of that right now. Here's a clip of our first episode of Live from the Dungeon, titled Banned from Theme Parks.
But he really got attention when he went to Walt Disney World and he dropped a Trump 2020 flag at Disney World. And he got in trouble. And he got banned. But then I guess he went back and did it again.
He did As far as I know, he was not banned the first time he did it.
He was just kicked out.
He had to leave the park for the day. But he was not banned from Walt Disney World the first time. He did it again. And then he was banned.
And they were like, why don't you keep your loser ass out of our park?
And just to be clear, in case people are not familiar with this story, he and someone else, because this banner is huge. I mean, how many feet would you say this banner is?
I don't know.
I would say it's like 10 by 10. Yeah. It's a huge banner.
Big. It's not like a little itty bitty flag. It's a big banner.
Well, the first time, actually, to be clear, the first time he was in front of train station in Magic Kingdom and held it up there, which... Now that I think about it, I don't even think people are supposed to be where he was, because that's where the characters come out in the morning and wave
and do their thing.
Yeah. So that probably even added to his getting in trouble. The second time he did it, he didn't have the banner, but he held up a sign on Splash Mountain. So yeah. It wasn't the banner that time.
And this time has the nerve to come over here to the West Coast and do it at Disneyland. Unfortunately, I hate that I have to admit this. I know people who helped him come over here. Mind you, these are people I'm not friends with.
You know
I
them.
Do.
Wow.
I do. I know them.
Wow.
Personally.
It's breaking news.
Breaking news. These are people that I am not friends with, and I do not appreciate them at all in any way, shape, or form, and I do not agree with most of what they do, but I do know who they are, and they helped him. Basically facilitated him coming over here. He was on a podcast that they do talking about the whole thing. And then the next day they went with him to Disneyland and
So what you're saying is that you know people that have a podcast that mm-hmm. helped this guy put a banner of Trump 2020 in mm-hmm. Disneyland. Wow. And we're just saying this like this far into the podcast? Like this is this is hot news here.
But this time he decided to do it on the Mark Twain. So him.
What is a worse crime?
Right?
The railroad or the Mark Twain? Which is worse?
I gotta go with Mark Twain.
Yeah, all right.
He knew that once the boat was going, there's nothing.
That's true.
that could be done.
So if you want to hear the rest of that story and check out all the things I told you about before in the full 90-minute debut episode of this podcast, just go to patreon.com/creepykingdom. For as little as $1, you have access to all of the Live from the Dungeon episodes. Right now there's only one, but there'll be more coming. Also waiting for you on our Patreon is our documentary, Foolish Mortals, our documentary all about Haunted Mansion fans at the $5 level. You have access to that entire film, the entire interview with Rolly Crump, and it will be releasing another interview very soon. Actually, once a month, we're going to be shelling out all the extra bonus footage from Foolish Mortals. So that's what's waiting for you over at patreon.com/creepykingdom. Coming at you later this week, we will be releasing the Creepy Kingdom Movie Crypt episode about Corpse Bride. So stay tuned for that.